Hi, I'm Ben. I wondered, does the moon affect the weather? And I found that the moon does have an indirect impact on the weather in a few ways. Some of the ways you would notice, others you wouldn't. One of the ways that people do notice, the moon affects the tides. Well, actually, the sun and the moon's gravity together pulls on the Earth's oceans, and the tides do affect the weather by contributing to ocean currents that affect the weather by affecting climate patterns such as El Nino, and also the ocean currents create air masses that generate the weather patterns of an area. And both the sun and the moon's gravity creates the tides. Although the moon is much smaller than the sun, it's so much closer to the Earth that it's twice as effective in generating tides on the Earth. And when the Earth, moon, and sun line up, either at the new moon or the full moon, the gravitational pull of the moon and the sun combine to create a larger-than-normal tide fluctuation called the spring tide. At the first and third quarter moon phases, the moon is perpendicular to the sun, so the gravitational effects of the sun and the moon try to cancel each other out, and that produces a weaker tide called a neap tide. Tides don't directly affect the intensity of storms, but they can change the effects a storm could have on coastal areas. High tides can make storm surge from existing storms worse, as the already high water levels will go even higher. Versus if at a low tide, the storm surge could be reduced. But overall, the tides affect the weather by generating and controlling ocean currents, which help create air masses, and by amplifying or reducing the effects of coastal storms. The moon also has an effect on atmospheric conditions. The moon's gravity pulls on the Earth's atmosphere just like it does on the ocean, but the atmosphere is less affected than the water, so it creates a slight atmospheric tide that changes the air pressure, but only a little bit. But researchers have found the temperature at the poles goes up by 1 degree during a full moon. The temperature overall, globally, goes up by a third of a degree, and that could be due to the full moon reflecting heat as it's 200 degrees when it's facing the sun. Studies have found rainfall varies by 1% depending on the moon phase and location. Some of these atmospheric conditions could have an impact on weather patterns. Researchers have found an increase in thunderstorms around the full moon. It's also been observed that the moon phase can affect the subtropical high-pressure areas over the ocean. All this shows the moon does slightly affect some atmospheric conditions, such as air pressure, temperature, and rainfall. Now, does the moon directly affect the weather? Farmers and other people have created a lot of folklore trying to use the moon to predict the weather. Some of the sayings seem to correlate with the weather, but most of them don't really make any sense. The Farmer's Almanac has a list of interesting weather sayings, and those are on the display. In the 1800s, somebody created a chart showing what weather in the northeastern U.S. could result based on what time the moon phase changed. It's based on years of observations, but there's really no scientific reason why this would give accurate predictions. The chart is on the display. The idea of the moon directly causing or changing the strength of storms seems to be a mixture of folklore and science. Sometimes there's a correlation between storms being stronger around the new or full moon, which could be because of several reasons, including tidal action affecting ocean currents, the slight atmospheric tides, the moon's magnetic field, or even the full moon's reflected heat. Secondly, powerful storms would appear more intense during spring tides due to the high tides combined with storm surge from the winds. A study found that from 1950 to 2007, Atlantic hurricanes were most likely to form right after a new moon and were 49% more likely to strengthen under a new moon than any other moon phase. Some people have gone so far as to say that a new moon makes a hurricane change direction, but that's not true. A couple of hurricanes seem to have changed direction and rapidly intensified right after the moon phase would change, like Hurricane Ian strengthened and moved toward Florida right after the new moon. But the steering of hurricanes has nothing to do with the moon. Not all the storms do this, but there have been a few significant hurricanes that intensified around the new or full moon. This doesn't mean the moon phase creates hurricanes, but it may make conditions more favorable for hurricanes. On the display is a list of a few recent major hurricanes that seemed to coincide with the full or new moon, like the study indicated. So, in conclusion, I discovered that the moon does affect the weather, but its effects are most often indirect via the tides and ocean currents and slightly with atmospheric pressure and temperature. However, the moon potentially has a real effect on thunderstorms and even hurricane activity.